All right. Good afternoon.
Hey, Doug, after evaluating the league is reviewing a hit by Fletcher Cox on Joe Staley on the Bills interception return. TV doesn't show much. We don't get all 20 Bills until tomorrow. Have you looked at that yet? What have you seen?
I have seen it, and just like you mentioned, it's hard to even to see on the coach's copy exactly what had happened. You know, there was contact, obviously, but it's so far away, it's hard to tell exactly. You know, without getting something a little bit closer, it's hard to tell exactly what happened at that point.
Have you asked Fletcher?
I have not seen him today.
After watching the film, how do you think B held up at left tackle?
I think he held up extremely well. You know, he gave up the one sack, and it was a combination of him getting a little off balance and Carson hanging on to the ball, just waiting for the routes to open up down the field. And things like that are going to happen, obviously. But you take away that play, and he played really well.
A couple of offensive linemen said after the game that San Francisco used some different stunts and blitzes than they had showed on tape. What kind of adjustments did you guys have to make at halftime to counteract that?
Yeah, they actually did. The way they stunt and do some things on third down, it's not so much what you do at halftime, it's what you got to do in game, and that's what you got to use the tablets on the sideline. You got to make the necessary adjustments. They were, you know, it was three man line games that they hadn't shown, and so it's the in game things that you have to make adjustments on, We held up okay. There were a couple of times up front that the game got us, and it's great actually to see, because now we can work on it and be ready down the road.
Is there a concern that other teams, you know, you're playing some tough pass rushers coming up in Oakland and Denver this week? Is there a concern that other teams are going to use that similar formula? And
if it fits their rush lanes, if it fits their scheme, I would say yeah. But again, the beauty of it is that we've got it on tape too, so we can work on those things. So. That's the one thing we do as coaches is to help our players the best we can, and this will be a great opportunity to do that. He is in the protocol right now. Yes.
So do you expect to be active before the trade deadline?
Say that again.
Do you expect to be active before the trade deadline and make a move?
Do I expect to be active? I'm focused on. It might be a Howie question, but. I like where we're at right now with our roster, the way guys are playing. We're always looking, obviously. I'm not going to, you know, leave it out of the question. But at the same time, the guys that we have in this locker room, we got a lot of confidence in. And we go forward from there.
If someone was brought in, would you worry about the chemistry in the room? It seems like it's been going.
That's why you have to be careful, I think. And you, it's got to be the right fit. I mean, it can't just be anybody. You, from my standpoint, you don't want to disrupt the chemistry that is going on in the dressing room right now. And those guys are playing with a lot of confidence, and they're rallying around each other. So it would have to be a pretty special fit to make it work.
Let's pick up the linebacker, running back starting to become a concern for you. And what can they do to improve in that area besides just the obvious of studying film?
That's what it comes down to, you know, studying film and just working at it in practice, you know, on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And, you know, the thing is, tomorrow when the guys come in, being able to watch it on film and seeing it and making the necessary corrections. And the thing is, too, the guys are actually, they're in the right spots. Sometimes it can be just technique, you know, and we just got to continue and keep stressing it and keep working on it.
As a follow-up.
Well, you know, again, I mean, it would have to be a dynamic fit. It'd have to be somebody that could help, you know, help the team. I mean, again, and it would have to be such a fit that you don't disrupt the locker room and where the guys are, you know, and Howie and his team, Joe and the guys. I mean, they're constantly every single week. I mean, they're looking at players but yet. It's got to be just the right fit for the Philadelphia Eagles.
At what stage are you moving into that conversation? Are they down the road and they come to you and say, do you want this? Or is it earlier on?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a fine line because, you know, we move on to the next game. I mean, we are focused on Denver and getting Denver in here. And, you know, I can't worry myself sometimes on things that are a little bit out of my control at this point. We do have those conversations, though. And if there is somebody that's an interest, then yeah, we'll have that conversation. We'll cross that bridge when we can, obviously, a short period of time.
So you got a bunch of young cornerbacks. It's an interesting situation because, obviously, at some point, Sidney will be back. At some point, Darby will be back. McDougal got a lot of reps, played pretty well last night, it looked like. When you look at that whole group of guys, what have you seen as far as them handling? I mean, the future is kind of uncertain. Somebody's going to be, you know, getting less playing time, I would think, at some point later this year or next year. How they handle that whole situation of not really knowing their roles moving forward and just kind of focusing on the today?
I think they've handled it extremely well. You know, one thing that Coach Schwartz does is he, you know, with the different personnel groups, getting them all involved and getting them all reps. You know, you're seeing Jalen Watkins and Razul kind of rotate at corner. You're seeing, you know, Patrick Robinson start at corner, then move into the nickel. And then yesterday when we lost Patrick, you know, Dexter comes in. And, you know, Jalen is the one constant right now over on the other side. But these guys are getting valuable reps. And it's such an unselfish group. They don't really care as long as they get the job done, you know. And that's the bottom line. And they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, too.
You said that Ronald Darby, one of the things that has been holding him back is getting him back into shape. Is that the main thing now? And you know, how do you get out of shape in 4 weeks?
It's not conditioning shape. It's football shape. There's a difference. You know, I mean, we can go out and run sprints all day, but it's the stopping and starting and the transitioning. You know, the football maneuvers, and that's the things that we're working with him on. So this will be another great week for him going forward in that direction. So we'll see where he's at again at the end of the week.
How about with Sidney Jones? What's the plan for him this week?
Keep doing what we're doing. Keep the rehab going. You know, increase it slowly and see where he's at. See how much he can handle and keep him on task.
Do you still anticipate Darby being limited this week, or do you think he can do a little more?
Well, I think he can do a little bit more in practice, but at the same time, he's another one that, you know, we got to be careful and not rush him back out there. You know, I want to make sure he's 100%, and he's doing more and more football stuff, and it goes back to the conditioning thing with him, just having him, you know, in football condition by the end of this week.
On the interception, Carson said him and Matt Collins were on the same page. What happened on that play?
Yeah, it was just a, you know, it's a great way to describe it. You know, it's a route that it's a deep in cut and the defender actually wheeled back inside and it's a tough play. I mean, it falls on the quarterback as he threw it and it goes to his stat, but at the same time, you know, it's just being on the same page and it's kind of it's two entities kind of colliding at the same time and we just got to get a little bit better with that, you know. Carson needs to see it. Mac needs to see it. We need to, you know, just address it, fix it, and move on.
You know, Torrey Smith had his fewest reps so far. I think Mac Collins had his most. Where is Torrey right now, and what does he need to do to get that number back up?
Torrey's in a great spot, actually. I mean, he's doing fine. It's also good to see our young players step up. You know, he and, you know, when I say he, Mac and Marcus is out there. Corey's out there getting valuable reps, and it just helps the whole of the football team. And bottom line, we're going to do everything we can to win the football game, regardless of who's in it.
Yeah, Wendell Smallwood didn't get as much time yesterday as he's been getting. What was the thinking there on that?
Same thing. You know, I mean, there's four running backs that are active. You know, Kenyon didn't get as many opportunities either. It's just kind of the way the game progressed. And Corey and LeGarrette got majority of the touches and did a nice job for us. So, you know, nothing against either one of those two players. It's just sometimes the way the game goes and getting guys involved.
What do you like about Corey late in the game?
It felt like a loss to him because
who said that?
Lane Johnson. He wasn't happy with the way the line played and the offense in general. Is that the kind of mentality, I mean, you guys win by 23 points, it feels like a loss that actually makes this group special and successful at this point?
Yeah, it does. And listen, it's – you know, you never. Sometimes you're never satisfied with a win. Obviously, you're never satisfied with a loss, but because there's always room for improvement. You know, and when guys take ownership like that and say they can play better, it just shows you that the kind of the character of the football team and the type of guys that we have in the locker room, and these guys they're so eager now to get back. You know, on the practice field Wednesday, kind of redeemed themselves a little bit, got another opportunity this Sunday against a good football team to get back on track that way. You know, you score 33 points and you feel like, I mean, listen, it's not a loss, obviously, but you can feel that way sometimes individually in your performance.
Doug, what happened on the missed extra points?
The one appeared to be a little bit of a mishandled snap. Donnie, you know, again with the elements and the conditions, I've been there, so I understand it. You know, the ball was moving at the time of the kick, so it's tough in those situations, and both of those were a product of that.
So, what is it about Corey that you like at the end of games? There's a couple games where he's been able to move the chains in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, Corey runs hard. You know, in those situations, he understands it. He knows what we're trying to get done, obviously, in 4 minutes, and that's. You know, stay in bounds and at the same time get first down. So he's done a nice job there gaining some confidence in those situations.
How much is ball security a factor in that situation?
Huge. No, we talk about it all the time. You know, no turnovers, whether it be an interception if we throw it or a fumble, whether it be, you know, quarterback back exchange or just hit and fumble. So he's doing a good job there.
Doug, I know there's a lot of football left, but to be the best team in the NFL right now, and especially with a lot of criticism you received going into this year, just how personally satisfying is that start with the criticism you received before the year started?
Somebody's battery's low. You know what? Listen, I don't really pay much attention to it. I'm focused on this football team, this roster, these guys. You know, it's a credit to the team, really, the coaching staff, everybody involved, that to be in this situation. We're blessed to play a great game, and we're fortunate to be 7-1. It could easily be a little different with some of the games, but these guys they've battled. It's a resilient football team. They fought through some injury. They've kept it together. We've learned to finish. I mean, all those things that you need to have to win games. Too hard to win football games in this league. So I don't worry about the peripheral stuff. That's for, you know, you guys to write about and talk about. And I just let my track record and the things I'm doing with this team speak for themselves.
Two more questions. Yeah, Isaac McCain on offense, first time, and then the jump up back in the center.
He did well. You know, it was good to get him back out there. Again, you can start seeing his confidence level rise again. And we'll continue to grow his package a little bit as we go now with he and Chance at the same time. And it was good to get those guys in the game at the end. It's something that, you know, was good for him, his confidence level. And, we'll, like I said, we'll just keep it coming.
And you see what Alshon did on that play. Did that show you the growth potential of his offense and where it is and where you want it to be?
Yeah, you know, great play, great route, you know, release, the catch, the throw. Those two, Carson and he, are really beginning to have a little chemistry there. The last couple of weeks, the two-point conversion was perfect. It was right on, spot on, and great route and execution there. And, you know, this is what Alshon was brought in here to do. And anytime we can get him the football, he's a big target, and just keep feeding him and really all the guys on offense. And that's the thing about it is you're seeing, when you look at the end of the game, you're looking at a lot of targets go to a lot of players. You know, the ball's being spread around, so it's hard to just focus on one guy right now, I think, offensively. Okay. Thank you.
Wow.